subject, confused and in love. Hello, Stephen Shirley. I'm going to get straight to the point. I divorced my husband for selfish reasons while he was incarcerated. The last few months of his incarceration, we decided to work things out. Once he came home, we were doing great. And then one day, I went to check his email. I found an email from someone that he had been waiting for and saw that he was on a dating website. We talked about it, and he told me that he thought that we should not be in a relationship until he shakes off whatever. Since then, we have still seen each other every day, and we take care of everything as any other couple does. He's been dating other people, which makes me extremely jealous, so he suggested I get on the website and meet a few people. I joined the site, and of course, I did not have as much success as he did. He keeps me abreast of everything that he's doing, which I am extremely grateful for. At the same time, I hate that he tells me everything because I feel that he's doing with these other females what he should be doing with me. Sometimes I feel I made the right decision by letting him do his thing since I did do him wrong while he was incarcerated. Other times, I feel that I am no better than the wife that knows her man is cheating and stays anyway. I love this man with every fiber of my being. He has taken my youngest son, the son I had with someone else while he was incarcerated before our divorce, as his own and always looks out for him. Am I doing the right thing? Should I just fade into the background and separate our bills until he's ready to commit fully to me? I am so confused, yet very much in love with this man. Please help. Oh boy. I think you're operating a lot on guilt right now, and I don't think you want to do any of this. This relationship is crazy to you. This whole situation is crazy. You're not happy. You guys are not in a happy place. Well, maybe he is. You've allowed him to just strip you of your dignity and your self-respect. I mean, you did divorce him. Yeah, you had a baby while he was incarcerated with someone else, but, you know, who knows what happened with that situation? Who knows why you did that? You guys decided to work it out, okay, but he didn't hold up his end of the bargain once he got out. So in my opinion, all bets are off and you don't owe him anything. All you do is talk about how much you love him. But he's cheating on you. He's on a dating site. He suggested that you get on one. That shows you right there that he doesn't care about you. He's talking to you, telling you everything about his escapades. That's nothing. And you say you're grateful for that. That is so not anything to be grateful for. This relationship is a mess. I don't think there's any hope for it because he's doing his thing. You're just, you know, grabbing at straws. I don't think he's interested in you, and I don't think the relationship is really worth saving. Steve?
Man. You know, like I always want to say to everybody, after you type these letters, do y'all ever sit down and read them out loud? Just out loud. Don't read them to yourself. Read these words out loud. I can assure you, if you would have imagined, and matter of fact, don't read it as if you wrote the letter. Write the letter and then say, okay, someone's writing this to me. How would this sound? And you would see the ridiculousness in all of this. You divorced a guy that was incarcerated for selfish reasons. Well, the selfish reason was you wanted somebody else. And you wanted something else for your life because you didn't see a future. Well, then the man got out. We were doing great. And then one day you checked his email. Now, you found out that he had been seeing somebody on a dating site. We talked about it. He told me he thought that we should not be in a relationship until he shakes off whatever. Well, didn't y'all break up? You got a divorce. So what he did was, after he got that information, he joined the website. Well, now y'all talking about getting back together? Yeah, because he need a place to stay when he get out. See, you don't understand that, do you? Yeah, we got to get back together. Yeah, I love you, because guess what? I need somewhere to stay. Right. Most people get out, ain't got nowhere to stay. But now, he done entered this website game before he came to stay with you. Now, you done found the email, he got somebody else. Y'all got a divorce, he picked up and moved on. Then he told you that y'all shouldn't be in a relationship until he shakes off whatever. How many women has he got? Boy, let me tell you something.
Right, Steve.
If I tell a woman, I'm about to shake off until I shake off what I got, I can't even count them. Now, so he suggested, and then it was the killer part. So he suggested that I, and it makes you jealous, and that he dating other women and stuff. So he suggested that I go on the website and meet a few people. Let me tell you something, lady. When a man tells you to go get some other people, what we ain't gonna do is share our woman. Now, if we willing to share you, it's cause guess what? You ain't our woman, and we don't care what you do with who. You can pass it out like a pack of chitlets if you want to. He don't care nothing about you. But all that right. Go to key information. Mm-hmm. He don't care nothing about you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.